Sometimes in Lent, I've given something up, like alcohol or chocolate. But this year, for a number of reasons, I wanted to try doing more of something. This year, I wanted to give a little more time to God, to give God more room in my busy life than I normally offer him. And I've been helped in this by wise words of two Christian ministers, one in a Lent book, here is the book, and one in a film. And I found I was helped by some other people as well. Anyway, here's an extract from the Lent book. This is from David Adam, who was a priest in the Church of England. David Adam's talking about prayer, and he says, "All intercession needs to begin with an opening of our lives to God. Before any words, we should spend as much time as possible resting in and rejoicing in God's presence. It's then far easier to see the people that we pray for as surrounded by the love and power of God." And I could have spent the whole 10 minutes now inviting you to ponder just that, resting and rejoicing. But sadly, for me anyway, life isn't always so untroubled. And sometimes I feel so unworthy, as I think we all often do in Lent, so aware of God's love and my lack of it, that I think I can't rejoice in his presence. But when I feel too unworthy to rejoice, God brings to mind the church primary school where I'm a governor. And sometimes in the playground, there are flare-ups or rows between the pupils. The playground staff are very attentive and they notice what's going on. And pupils know they can talk to a teacher if they're worried or upset about anything. So if there's a problem, first the teacher finds out what's happened. The pupils describe it in their own words, first on their own, then in the presence of each other. And then the staff invite the people involved to think about what they said or did. Was it kind or was it mean? And the people who've done unkind things are asked to say sorry. The people who've been meanly treated are asked to accept the apology. And there's justice. There may be sanctions like no outdoor playtime for the rest of the week. There may be predict and prevent, don't engage with one another for a few days. And there may be a review a few days later. But the staff in getting to the truth of the situation are absolutely unwavering in the positive way they accompany each of the children involved with eye contact, with positive language, with sight of the whole person, without sarcasm or violence, without coldness or derogatory language. And they never say you are bad. They just talk about what you have done and what we do here. So the reality of the situation is recognized, but each person knows that they're valued and loved above and beyond any unkind action. And so I think, well, what if God values us like those teachers value their pupils? What if God is 100% realistic, but sees me above and beyond my shortcomings? And what if God will help us learn a better way? And on that question of learning, I'm also helped by thinking about Mikel Arteta, who's the manager of Arsenal Football Club. And when Arteta took the job on, he said to his players, "Yes, I can help you play better, but you've got to do what I say." And often he says after a match, on match of the day, "They played well, and I'm proud of them, but we've still got a lot to learn." when they've lost, sometimes he says, well, they didn't stick to the game plan. But at other times he says, well, this is when I love them the most. They worked hard, but they didn't win. So now they're down and they need encouragement. Arteta stays with his team. He knows they can grow. He applauds their strength. He helps them work on their weaknesses. He teaches them. He comforts them. They get better at what they do. And how much more does God do the same with us? I heard some other wise words recently in a film about a Presbyterian minister. And the name of the minister, you may have seen the film, is Fred Rogers. The name of the film is A Beautiful Day in the Neighbourhood, and it's still available on Channel 4 Catch Up. Now, Mr. Rogers hosted a long-running, well-loved children's show on American TV. And A Beautiful Day in the Neighbourhood is about a cynical journalist called Lloyd Vogel, who's sent to interview Mr. Rogers for an article. The film's about what Lloyd Vogel learned in the process. And poor Lloyd Vogel had a difficult childhood. His father left the family when the mother was terminally ill. So the children grew up as orphans, and that has left Lloyd Vogel very angry. But Mr. Rogers gets him to talk about it. As Lloyd Vogel says, who's supposed to be interviewing whom in this? But Mr. Rogers has a conversation. And after a while, Mr. Rogers says, Lloyd, I can see you're a man of principle. You know the difference between good and bad. And you know too that some of the good things in your life, they come from your dad too. And Mr. Rogers goes on, sometimes I like to ask people to take a moment and think of all the people who loved them into being, who helped make them the people they are now. And I ask people to thank God for those people who love them into being. He says, Lloyd, will you do that now with me? And so they both pause and do that in the middle of a crowded restaurant because Mr. Rogers is very good at helping people manage their sad and angry feelings to make room for the positive to grow. So to return to where we started, yes, it remains true what David Adam wrote. All intercession needs to begin with an opening of our lives to God. Before any words, we should spend as much time as possible resting in and rejoicing in God's presence. It's then far easier to see the people that we pray for as surrounded by the love and power of God. And I'm grateful to David Adam for that insight. But I'm also grateful for the school teachers who helped me see that God can be 100% realistic about what we've done and still love us. For Mikel Arteta, who helped me see God with us, not just judging at the end of the day, but with us all the time as a wise and faithful trainer. And I'm grateful for Mr. Rogers, who helps us see the people who have loved us into being. Mr. Rogers also said, you can pray in just three words, which are, thank you, God.